Hello, I'm Carla. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, and as well as how the economic situation has affected your household. So let me ask you, is your house a single-family home, townhome, apartment, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single-family.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you so much. And please tell me, in what year was your house built? Do you know?
1953.
Okay, thank you so much. And have any upgrade modification has been made to the property?
I don't think so.
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
9.
9. Thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Let me read the options for you. A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Cat 2 hurricane, Cat 3 hurricane, Cat 4, or 5 hurricane?
Yes.
Which of the following have you experienced?
I think all of them.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for your answer. And please tell me, or do you know the name and the year of the tropical storms and hurricanes you experienced before?
No.
Okay, no problem. Let me just write, enter that information here. Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not vulnerable at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Buy water and supplies. Probably fill up the car with gas. Stuff like that.
Okay. With gas. Thank you so much for your answer. Okay, and when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Let me read the options for you. When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours or others.
Probably hurricane warning within 36 hours. Hurricane, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home for a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you so much. And please select your top three sources of information. Let me read the options for you. Is that internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Friends and family, TV, and internet.
Okay, thank you so much for that information.
How many more questions are there?
Well, it won't take us less than 10 minutes. I don't have, like, an average of questions, but it won't take us really long.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you so much. And have any of these factors impact your availability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Let me read the options for you. property taxes, cost of insurance, cost of housing, cost of childcare, cost of culinary essentials, lost income or employment, or transportation costs?
None of the above.
No. Okay. Thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And when will you evacuate? Let me read the options for you. If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. A hurricane warning is issued. Hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if an emergency manager official order for you to evacuate, or probably never.
Maybe the last one.
You said probably never?
Emergency officials, yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Either to friends and family or as far as possible.
Okay. Thank you so much. But if we should pick just one of them, you would you say to the house of a family or friend, or as far as possible?
House of family and friend.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
Okay. Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? You know?
I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? The options are, I am certain I could come up with a full $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. I'm certain I could not come up with $2,000.
I'm certain that I could.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? You can say the options are decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly.
Increased significantly.
Okay, thank you. And what about between 1 to 3 years? The same options
also increased.
Are.
Yeah. Also increased significantly.
Thank you. And what about 3 to 5 years and 5 to 10?
Increased significantly.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? The options are change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, increase coverage, or other? Or not?
Other.
Okay.
Nothing. No, we haven't done anything.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Okay, and if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? The options are 100%. I want to be insured of full replacement value, 80%, 60%, or less than 60%.
I don't know.
Okay.
No answer.
No problem. Thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? The options are moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I will not move from my home.
I wouldn't move from my home.
Okay, thank you so much for that answer. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I already dropped my insurance?
Yes.
Okay, Thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The options are federal government, state government, local government, or the government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
Federal government.
Okay, thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? This is just to the best of your knowledge.
I am quite confident.
But if you will have to rate it between from 1 to 5, which number would it be? 5, thank you. And how confident are you that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
I don't know.
Well, to be honest, that option is not available to you. Okay, thank you. What about the new development take into account hurricane wind risk?
4.
Thank you. Also, that new developments take into account flood risks.
4.
Thank you. And last one, that building codes are as strict as they should to mitigate loss.
3.
Thank you so much. Next, I mean, we are far from the half of the survey, so the last questions I would like to ask you about the sea level rise. So do you believe that the sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or your finances will be affected?
What are my options?
Yes, the options are, yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if it will be effective. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be effective. No, I do not believe it's happening. I don't know if it's happening.
Yes, I believe it's happening. I don't know if I'll be affected.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the warming were to take action on a sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? The options are increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
Increase both.
Okay, thank you. And most of Florida's coastal area have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level. And they are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with the storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Moderately.
Thank you so much. And when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? Let me read the options for you, and you can select 3. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, low sun, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Neighborhood.
Neighborhood. Would you like to select another one, or that's it?
Proximity to job.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, perfect. Price.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said price?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that information. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? The options are less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, between 3 to 5, between 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
5 to 10. Thank you so much. Finally, I just have a few general background questions. They will be finished. And could you please tell me your age? The options are 18 to 34, 34 to 54, 55 to 68, 65 or older.
40 to whatever.
Okay, thank you. Between 35 to 54 or 55
yes.
to 64? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you so much. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
4.
Thank you. How many people are under 12 years old?
2.
Thank you. And how many people are 65 or older?
0.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital status? Is that single, married, widow, divorced, separate?
I prefer not to answer.
Okay, no problem. One second. Okay. And what is the highest grade of the school completed by an adult member of your household? Is that less than high school, some college graduate or graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? Is that white, black, Asian, Native American?
White.
Thank you so much. And what language is most often spoken in your house?
English.
Thank you. And please tell me which is the income range of your household. I will leave the options for you. Under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000?
Over 100.
Okay, thank you. And those are the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
Thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you.